score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free.
Martin stood on the mountain, there in front of the fountain, with his people around him and the energy pounding. In that moment we crowned him. But how can we call him hero when we're here doing zero? I'm not confident we know what it takes to be free, yo. So don't let it be, yo, just a meaningless token of a legacy broken by some white people hoping that they're really just voting for a magical Negro.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Malcolm felt the injustice. You could tell that it touched him every time he discussed it. But the federal government was not to be trusted. He took a risk for his people in the face of an evil. There was so many evil when it could have been peaceful, but was clearly corrupted. The media railed that he was ungrateful. They claimed that his message was violent and hateful. The label incited a racial betrayal that led to an end which was brutally fatal. Where do we take it from here? For Malcolm and Martin, it's clear. America's health as a nation depends on a radical implementation of more than a simplistic desegregation. We need laws for the eradication of poverty, greed, and financial starvation, authentic reform, and a true integration in both low and high education that offer the whole population substantial careers. Then everyone needs a vacation.